last season finished with an 8-8 conference mark and lost a 52-48 nail biter to Menlo College in the CalPAC Conference Tournament quarterfinals, despite losing Olivia Williams, the program's number two all-time scorer, 1,480 points due to graduation. Chambers' team is looking to move atop the CalPAC Conference once again. Leading the charge for the women will be junior guard Alicia Flatten, the CalPAC All-Conference player of the past two seasons. Raquel Gomez, a.k.a. Rock, who was the team's third leading scorer despite playing half the conference season, and the sophomore guard Kelly Janusz, who transferred from UC San Diego but took last season off to focus on her studies before returning to the court. Supporting these three will be returning seniors guard Vanessa Miller and center Darcell Sanders, and juniors guard Michaela Baskerville and forward Shelly Klerminko. In addition to Janusz, seven players are new to the women's basketball team. Junior point guard Arena Shar played at Santa Monica Junior College last season. The freshmen rounding out the roster for Coach Chambers' squad include Shauna Bryant from Ripon, California, forward slash center Jordan DeSilva Duramo, from Fort Bragg, California, 6'2" center Kesarina Hafoka, the big girl who plays on the volleyball squad from San Mateo, California, and guard Brittany Rowland from Seattle, guard Christy Tucker from Oroville, California, and guard Taki Takoi from Rotorua, New Zealand. So it looks like we got a team running from all sides of the planet, all sides of the globe, Stu, and it's looking pretty good here for our Lady Penguins so far in this season.
Well, so far tonight is opening night. They haven't even played an away game, so this is the first chance that anybody in the world is going to get a chance to see the Lady Penguins on the road or otherwise, and they're here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Now, from the NAIA jet, our three sanctioned officials are in the house, sent down from the main offices. They are Brenda Weineken, Chris Renato, and Rufus Arthur. And those three officials are here. They're suited up, as one might expect. In fact, they're right now in front of us, shaking hands with Coach Brianna Chambers. We're just a few seconds away from the national anthem, and Brandon Davis will have the overhead call tonight. In fact, Brandon Davis is right in front of us now getting things ready. So we'll bring that overhead portion of the proceedings to you here momentarily. Jed is alongside Stuart Horn with you, live worldwide, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. And we're ready for the national anthem, I do believe. And we're going to crank the mics up for that. Then we'll have the starting lineups. A basketball doubleheader tonight. OIT men ranked number one in the nation. Going to go up against Brett Tavani and his squad. That's a scheduled 7:30 tip-off. But for now, it's all women right here at the Conlon Center. 5:31 on the West Coast in California, the good old U.S. of A. at Dominican University of California. We'll give you the overhead call now. All right, folks, we're ready for the national anthem now. For those of you at home, please rise. Even if you're making dinner, it's a good time to salute the country. Well, there we go. National anthem is behind us. The game is in front of us. We'll have the starting lineups for you now. For the Oregon Tech women's basketball team, the Owls, under head coach Matt Greenleaf in his second season. Keep an eye on those levels, please, Jet. Assisted by Scott Kellstrom in his seventh season and Cora McVay. It's her first season. They were third in the Cascade Conference last year. Last night they beat Simpson, who also play in the NAIA along with the Penguins, by 6 points. Tomorrow night they're playing PUC on their way home. And they are 2-0 on the season. They're sending out Megan Miyasaka, a 5'7 senior out of Honolulu. Number 10 is Amanda Johnson, the high scorer in the last two games, last night with 15 points. Johnston is a 6-foot senior out of Myrtle Point, Oregon. Number 13 is Kelly Morey, a 5'7 junior out of Redmond, Oregon. Number 23 is Nicole Morgan, a 5'7 junior out of Port Angeles, Washington. And rounding out the squad for head coach Greenleaf is number 31, Lisa Bush, a 5'7 junior out of Eugene, Oregon. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers in her second season. She's assisted by Bria Rode. Rode making her first appearance, obviously in her first season. Shauna Bridgeforth in her first season. Christina Witt in her first season. Witt out of Georgetown, a graduate, played there for 2 years. So pretty good things there for the assistant coaches here under Brianna Chambers. She'll be sending out number 20, Alicia Flatten, the assist leader last year in the Cal Pac Conference, a 5'6 junior out of Hayward. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8 junior out of Novato. Just up the road, Michaela Baskerville, number 24, is a junior, 5'6 out of Alameda in East Bay. Taki Takoi, number 25, a freshman at 5'7. She's out of Rotorua in New Zealand. And Raquel Gomes, number 32, a sophomore at 5'10 out of Santa Rosa. Gomes had a half-court shot last night during the halftime activities here at the Conlon Center, so maybe that'll bode well for the Penguins. As the Penguins open up tonight and open up the season, in the middle will be Gomes, and she'll be up against number 10, Amanda Johnson. Well, ready to go, fans. Opening night, Penguin basketball for the 08-09 campaign. Chad Jackson, Stuart Horn with you. Gomes tips it out, and the Penguins are on defense to start things off. OIT moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your keyboard. They're moving it around on the outside. A three-point shot goes up, Kelly Morey, and right off the bat, just 13 seconds into the game. And OIT opens with a three ball. Here comes up the right side, Flatten. Picks up a nice screen. Takoi. Flatten gets it indoors, down low to Gomes, and Gomes travels with it after getting wrapped up with number 10. That is Johnston. Again, Johnson, the high score. OIT brings it in now from the long end. A lot of pressure in the backcourt for the Penguins. Not even 30 seconds into this game. We're in game one of a basketball doubleheader tonight. OIT brings it up. Nicole Morgan has brought it up the right side. She hands it off to Miyasaka, who drives in against Baskerville. Kick out left side. Now on the wing. They get it back over to Miyasaka. Miyasaka, 8 on the shot clock, top of the key. She heaves it across the court, very high, 4 on the shot clock. Drive the lane, quick layup, Nicole Morgan, 2. Penguins down by 5, we're 1 minute into it. Bringing it up now is Baskerville. She brings it up the right side, check it, that's Janish. She's over there in the corner, she wants to drive baseline. She does so. Shot is called off. I don't know if she stepped out of bounds or what happened there.
Stop that train.
18:53. Anthony Braithwaite is in the house, folks. First time this year. 5-0. Penguins trail. But the Penguins will have the ball on the inbounds. On the short side. Braithwaite on the overhead. It's going to be nice to hear him. Real familiar figure right around these parts is Anthony Braithwaite. About 100 pounds lighter than he used to be. Looking good. A-train. All right, the Penguins now fire one up there before I got a chance to talking about how wonderful Anthony Braithwaite is. The Penguins, Kelsey Janish fires one in from the right side, scores 2. It's 5-2. Out of bounds off of Gomes as OIT transitioned up. Jet.
Yes, sir. It seems like Kelly Janish went up and put up a nice touch on that shot. I'm really liking it so far here in the beginning of this game, too. The Lady Penguins are going to have to tighten up a little bit on defense. This Oregon Tech team seems to be able to move the ball around
real well.
18:35 to go, fans. An inbounds very quickly to Lisa Bush. She takes a long three-point attempt. Doesn't get it. OIT comes down with it, though. And the shot clock resets at 26 seconds. Now Miyasaka has got it. She's got Baskerville plaster tour. Over on the left side now, Tech moves it around. Kelsey Morey, good hand control. Over to Bush, top of the key. Bush picks up a screen, now flips it off. Thought about the pick, doesn't want to do it. Nicole Morgan now hands it off. Janish runs into her, but no whistle. She goes for the two-point shot on goal, missed it. Another offensive rebound for Tech. They miss another one, and finally the Penguins come down with it. Flatten with the rebound, brings it up the left side. Flatten now with a stutter step, right, left. Oh, she gets it and it rolls off the edge of the hoop. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Gomes slams into Tex. Nicole Morgan, who was bringing it up, and Gomes is going to be called on that one. 5-2, Penguin trailing.
Yes, sir. Not too good of a play on that one. It seemed like Gomes had the breakaway. Baskerville was open for a second there in the paint, but they didn't quite see her. Looks like it's going to be a little tight defensive game, and this one's through.
17:41 to go, fans, and OIT is bringing it up, moving from the southern end of the Conlin Center, attacking that northern hoop. They work it indoors to Kelly Morey, and then a whistle. I think it's going to be against. Oh no, it's called off ball, called against Nicole Morgan. I thought they were going to call it against Flatten, but they don't. It's going to be Penguin ball on the long end. They'll bring it in from the side. 5-2. DU is trailing. First team foul for OIT. Penguins also have one, that one earlier called. I think it was called on, was it called on Gomes yet? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure who that one was called.
All right, I think we need to pay a little closer attention. All right, folks, it is our opening night, too, for women's basketball anyway. Chet and I witnessed a fabulous barn burner last night. Indoors, the Penguins work in zigzag style. Baskerville gets her own rebound. Janish now backs up for the three ball, and that's good, 5-5.
Sir, Janice Sir has some stroke in this game, too. She seemed to drop dimes so far, and I'm looking forward to seeing how what else she shows us on the court.
17:07 to go, fans. It's five up. Penguins have answered with the five. Nice low bounce pass indoors to Amanda Johnson, who shoots the three, and she gets the three. And it's raining threes here for the Apples.
Yes, sir. It seems like Oregon Tech has no problem shooting it from outside or even driving the paint. But I'm telling you, Alicia Flatten's got the ball now. She can do some damage with it, too.
Flatten between the circles gets it over to Baskerville on the left elbow. She kicked out to Janish. Backward. Janish with a big foot fake. Beats everybody, and another layup is short. That's two in a row for Janish that have been painfully short just by an inch or two. Kelly Morey, however, on the fast break to the other end. OIT slams home another deuce. 10-5, 16:27 to go, Jet.
Yes, sir. You can't get with those kind of scores in transition. You got to get back on defense, back fast, not being able to get the ball back and be able and be caught on barred on defense is why the Penguins missed that point.
Driving the paint now is Keisha Flatten. She kicks it back indoors to Baskerville for the deuce. 10-7 OIT. Quick transition. Very fast to the other end. Nicole Morgan brings it up. She gets it right side to Bush. Bush goes top of the key straight away. Three ball on the way. Yes. That's three in a row, Jet. And yes, Brianna sir. Chambers calls a timeout. She can't stand what she's looking at.
No, she's going to have to rally the troops. The Penguins are down already 7-13. Tekoy was a little blocked up by the screen on that one, which opened up Oregon Tech for the free shot. Seems like the Lady Penguins need to step up more so defensively and play smarter basketball, stay in the right positions. It seems they've been caught out of position a few times, and that's when scores have resulted, Stu. We're reminding you people out there who love Dominican sports, and you love sports yourself, you should stop by T&B Sports. T&B is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics since 1946, so I say stop by T&B, and you know you need money to go to T&B, Stu.
Well, you want to get a new jersey or a new basketball or something. 15:57 to go, fans. Penguins trail by six very early in this opening night game. And back out on the floor for the Penguins looks like the Penguins have subbed in somebody new. Let's see. Who am I missing? I got Gomes out
Vanessa
there.
Vanessa Miller's in for the Penguins.
All right. So Vanessa Miller has entered the game for the first time on air this season. That's sort of an exciting moment. Inbounds from Baskerville to Flatten, who brings it up the left side across the timeline. Flatten works it up very nicely. Now she goes right. Now she goes left. Takes it herself off the glass. Misses another one short. Penguins cannot get those rebounds. Boy, the boxing out is obviously an issue early. Nicole Morgan with the rebound. She kicks it over to Lisa Bush for three on the way deep. Back at him. Miller pulls it down. Miller heaves it up to Flatten, who takes it up right side. Gets looking for Gomes. But Nicole Morgan got in the way. Morgan falling backward, picks it up. Oh, and now the give and go indoors to Allie West, who has entered the game. And Allie West pounds home the deuce, 15-7, and the Penguins are not looking good.
No, sir. Coach Chambers is looking hot right now. She just went up and grabbed Shelly Ryan to get in the game. It's not looking look good so far for these Lady Penguins. They are down 7-15, Sue.
All right, Klemenko is getting ready to enter the game. We haven't seen her yet. but it could be any moment now, fans. Gomes has got at the top of the key. There's eight on the shot clock. Here's Baskerville. She drives baseline right side, goes up and whistle. There's a lot of whistling going on there. Yet.
Yes, sir. A lot of whistling going on so far. Yes, sir. A lot of whistling going down that school. It seems like Lady Penguins just trying to get their, I guess, early season rust off here, Stu. It doesn't seem to be going too far. This is not the Penguins we're used to seeing down so early in the first beginning of the game.
Well, of course, it is opening night, so they have a little bit of a, we'll give them a little bit of a break for a few minutes in the opening of in the game. Clarmenko gets it on the inbounds. Now she flips it back outside. Janish drives in, nowhere to go. Kick out, 360 spin move. By Flatten, goes up left side, no. 15-7, Penguins trailing as OIT hauls in another one. Boy, oh boy, it's been about 75% rebounding for OIT. Here goes a big long three ball in the left corner, hits the top of the backboard, and it kicks into the Penguin bench, and it's going to be DU ball.
Yes, sir.
Thankfully.
Yes, sir, they're able to get a hand in her face that time, ready to throw off the shot. That's the kind of things DU needs to do to continue to step up and force more of a defensive game. Defense is crucial, it seems, for our teams this year, Stu.
Something to keep an eye on, Jed, is Alicia Flatten's right knee gave her trouble all year last year. I see she has the left knee taped up tonight. So we'll...
Well, maybe that right needs to rehabilitate.
Yeah, perhaps. So Flatten goes three ball from the right corner of the quick up and in, and she gets a three ball to drop. 15-10 now, DU, and that's the first three ball for the Penguins tonight, I believe. No, it can't be. They must have nailed one earlier.
Yeah, there was Janice who nailed one earlier.
All right, very good. Now Tech now backs out, and they hit their fourth three ball in a row. And that's a pretty nice play there by OIT.
Oregon Tech not afraid to shoot in this game, Stu. It seems like they got some snipers over here on their side of the court.
That was Morey. Now here's a short two ball by Flatten from the exact same angle that she can the three. OIT is great in transition, 18-12 after Flatten rams that one home. 13:32 to go in the opening half of tonight's game on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from the Conlin Center. OIT's got the ball over in the left corner. Penguins playing some massive defense. Janish causing all kind of trouble. And now Tech moves it out. They get it over to, let's see, they get it indoors to Miyasaka, and a whistle as Miyasaka was headed up right side. I think she'll go to the line.
Yes, sir. That was Michaela Baskerville with the knockout that time. Couldn't quite let her score, so she had to go ahead and take the foul. But that was good defensive tenacity over there by Baskerville.
All right, Takoi getting ready to come in, and Miyasaka will go to the line. Miyasaka is out of Honolulu, and she stands at the right foot, right in the center line, and this one goes down. She gets to go again. In the game now is Takoi, place of Baskerville.
Now, you remember yesterday, Stu, a game with the men, Stu, it seems like free throws from the other team is what killed us, and missing our own free throws is what killed us ultimately until we came back in that last quarter. But it seems now that Lady Penguins can't go and suffer to go ahead and give up too many penalties in this game.
Miyasaka nails the second one, so now it's 20-12. The Penguins are trailing by eight, fans, with 13:14 to go in the first half. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Currently, it is 5:46 p.m. on the West Coast. In the good old U.S. of A., and Flatten was standing there out on the left wing, and Nicole Morgan just walked up and took the ball out of her hands. Then they zigzagged it up to Kelly Morey, who went from the right side for a layup and couldn't get it to fall. And the Penguins pick up the rebound. Now they get it back to Flatten, who goes up left side on the rebound and missed it. And she just had it simply blocked away. No whistles, no nothing. Just went out of bounds after the big block, after Flatten couldn't get it going. Flatten's only issue is her height at 5'6". Oh, and now the Penguins stole it away as Miller takes it all by herself off the glass. Too much, way too much glass. She stole the ball. It was 2-on-1. Miller was right there all alone with a clean look at it and couldn't get it to go. And now with the fake, as OIT works it down, Kelsey New thinks three ball, doesn't want to do it, gets it over to Allie West, who's come up with it, and entered the game. New flings it to the top of the key, back over to Morey. Morey goes left side, drops it. For another deuce, 22-12, and the Penguins got to get something going. Quickly in transition, Clarmenko brings it in. She flings it up to Flatten, who brings it up right side. Now Janish has got it, almost has it stolen away. They go kick-out style over to Miller. Miller drives the paint from the free-throw line, very flat, couldn't get it to fall. Clarmenko tried to get it on the rebound, couldn't do it inside of 12 minutes. Tech now bringing it up. Right side, Nicole Morgan. Boy, they have this one series of plays that they bring the ball up to the right side. They don't do much from the left. unless they leave Morey out there to fire the threes. But otherwise, they work the right side of the key. New now travels in, and no travel is called. And a timeout has been called. And looks like Breonna Chambers has called the timeout. Man, the Penguins have got to get a conference going here, Jet, 22-12.
Yes, sir. The Penguins have not played good defensive basketball right now. Coach Chambers does not seem to be, you know, having a great time coaching this team right now. She is giving them a little bit of a tongue lashing. But here at Dominican, you don't want a tongue lashing. You want a tongue tasteful experience. I say you should hit up Puente's Taqueria. I always toot their horn. I'm continuing to. It's the best burritos in town here at Puente's Taqueria. Also, Jalali Brothers contractor. You need something built. Mike Wells said her construction is keeping him up all night over there at his house. So they're still at work. Jalali Brothers contractors in San Rafael, California. Built in San Rafael since 1914. And the other Bay Area places as well.
I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
No problem. Stu, also, if you need to read about our Dominican Penguins, usually you can find us in the Marin Independent Journal. It's not the New York Times. It's better. It's in the Marin Independent Journal here on radio.dominican.edu. It's all about Marin. They're a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics and always have been. And we're going to jump right back into this game, it seems, Stu. Hopefully Coach Chambers can go ahead and get these girls fired up enough to make a change, seeing as we're down by a big old 10, Stu.
10 spot early, 11:35 to go, fans, 22-12. DU trailing Clemenco to bringing it in on the long end, off to our right. From the northern end of the Conlin Center is Jet Neisit high atop center court, looking down from the luxury box. Now the Penguins on offense. They're working the outside of the perimeter. They get it to the top of the key with a good foot fake there. The Penguins move it around and then throw it away. Another unforced turnover. Seems like it's been all OIT tonight.
So nothing we'd like to see here. It seems like Morey for OIT is having a great game as well, being able to move the ball around real good.
Kelsey New flings it up to Lisa Bush at the top of the key. She thinks another three ball. And OIT is attacking heavily on those threes. Now the Penguins kick out right side air ball for Miller. Couldn't get it, even get any rim on that one as Gomes has re-entered the game and Baskerville will make her way back in there. And let's see, who else do we have out there for Breonna Chambers? We have Miller and Takoy is in there. And let's see, Miller, I'm missing somebody, Jed. Who am I missing?
You're missing. Gomez is in the game right now.
Gomes, I said Gomes. That. Oh, Gels, Janish. And
yes,
now
sir.
There's a whistle, and there's a foul called now against Vanessa Miller. 10:42 to go, fans. 22-12.
We're still shaking off the rest. We're still shaking it off.
All right, inbounds right in front of us. Oh, and the Penguins steal it away. Miller's one-on-one. Left side, Miller goes up, gets the bucket, no whistle. Well, she could have drawn a foul there pretty easily, I think, Jet.
Yes,
22-14, 10.5 to go.
That was a lot of contact on that play, but she goes ahead and gets the points, and that's what's important. They need to climb back in this game, Stu. It's not looking good for us so far.
Nicole Morgan brings it up the right side. She hands it top of the key to Kelsey New. Goes left side now on the to Bush. Bush has got Baskerville all over her, and now walking is called against Nicole Morgan. Morgan had a clean breakaway from the top of the key right between the circles, but she walked with it, so it's 22-14. DU's on the ball as we enter the halfway mark of the first half with 10:11 to go. 22-14. Penguins now on offense. Penguins bring it up. Here's Janish. Janish picks up a screen, flings it back outside to Baskerville, who brings it back to the top of the key. Baskerville spins on the left foot. They get it indoors to Miller, all alone off the glass. Penguins pick up another deuce, 22-16. Penguins have made six unanswered. 9:48 to go, and now with the play-by-play is my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. We have Oregon Tech carrying it up the court right now with the ball. They're still around the perimeter. It passes it to 13. Morey goes ahead to number three, Maisaka. Maisaka goes in the paint, gets fouled. Ball goes out of bounds. But actually, ball was knocked out of bounds by Dominican. Now we'll go ahead and be Oregon Tech ball. Seems like Kelly Morey will be the one to. No, Kelly Morey. That will be Kelsey New to be the one to toss it in for Oregon Tech. Maisaka, she's going ahead and gets the ball on the inbound. It's covered by Michaela Baskerville. Michaela Baskerville steps up to her. It's knocked away by Janice. Janice breaks up court with the steal. She's going in to make the score. And, Janice is fouled right under the rim. A hard foul, and she will go to the line, Stu.
That was a nasty foul, but a necessary foul by Arena Scharf, a 5'6" junior out of West Hollywood. Scharf went right in there after the brilliant steal by Janice and sent her to the line.
Yes, sir. That was good looking by the ladies. Penguins to go ahead and get that steal by Janis.
Yeah, Janis had both hands up just the way the coach teaches him, and it turned into a turnover. See if it turns into 2 points.
Hopefully, Stu. And Janis goes ahead and sinks the first one on the free throw. Free throw is the one thing that killed the men's team last night. Lady Penguins looking to correct that by themselves. Go ahead and make theirs. And Janis goes ahead and makes the second one.
Great and play there by Janis. Nothing but swish, Jack.
Sarah Myasaki will carry the ball up the court for Oregon Tech, covered closely by Bassettville. Bassettville playing great tenacious defense in this game. Myasaki looking around the court. She catches one of the players out on the perimeter. They're looking inside. Goes back out again to Alicia Bush. Bush with the ball. She's pushing towards the court. Back to Myasaki. Myasaki drives in the paint. Tosses back out. Ball's getting in Bush's hands. Bush's with the shot. Misses it. And the ball is rebounded by Gomes. Rock Gomes goes ahead. She's going up the court. Gives the ball to Bush. Bush takes the ball up court. She's looking in. Doesn't quite see Baskerville. Goes ahead. Tosses to Taiyoki. So he's driving around, running the offense. Ooh, and Baskerville goes ahead. And I believe she draws the foul.
And that was committed, I thought, against Takoy. That's the first personal foul for her, for Moore. The Penguins have committed 3 team fouls, while the Owls have committed 5.
The ball is inbounded by Rod Gomez. Goes ahead to Kayla Baskerville. Kelly Bush, this ball is knocked away for a second. She regains it. And I believe that is bad court by the Lady Penguins called on it. It seems like Bush actually went ahead and called the timeout beforehand, but they didn't quite get it in time. Rush Brianna Chambers will go ahead and call the timeout right now, so for the Lady Penguins. We're drawing a little closer here with 18-22 so far in this first half of the game with 8 minutes and 31 seconds left on the court. But these Lady Penguins need to step up and try to crawl back in. Oregon Tech is not losing up, and they got some ball players over on this side of the court, Stu.
It's early enough in the game, Jet. The women, the Penguin women can be very aggressive. They're only down by 4 right now. They have been very aggressive. They have not gotten any rebounds, it seems like. I can't think of more than 1 or 2 yanked down by Gomes, who's the Penguins' most aggressive player. So you expect Gomes to haul a few in anyway. And it just seems like OIT is boxing us out better, doing a better job of boxing out than the Penguins are doing.
Yes, sir. OIT is definitely playing some good D down there. Lady Penguins do need to step it up, though. If we can step up the defense, we can go ahead and get this right now in this game where it's 18 Penguins, 22 Oregon Tech. Myasaki will get the inbound. She goes in against Baskerville. Baskerville is having a good game defensively so far. Myasaki looks to the court, not doing much so far. She goes ahead and passes it on to number 23, Nicole Morgan. Morgan goes ahead. I believe that is number 31, Lisa Bush. Bush with the ball, goes back, ball goes and turns to Bush, and there's a foul call ahead. I believe that is a personal, is it, Stu?
Yeah, off ball on 23.
Yes, sir. It's off ball on number 23 here.
Nicole Morgan.
On Nicole Morgan, so the Lady Penguins will go ahead and get the ball again on the inbound. Yes, sir, it's looking like an interesting game so far. These Lady Penguins seem to be clawing it back in, Stu. It hasn't changed much, though, in a few seconds. We've been back on 18-22. But we'll go ahead and have Alicia Flatten. She'll be carrying the ball up court. Flatten goes ahead, passes again to Harris. Harris goes up again. Goes inside to Bush. Bush goes up for the point, misses. Oh, the rebound's almost got by Michaela Baskerville. Over here with Myasaki, she tosses in to Morgan. Morgan Sabayal goes out, back out to Bush on the perimeter. 21, Kelly New will go ahead and get the ball. New has it. Passes back out to Myasaki. Myasaki's on the perimeter again. In turn, Kelly Moore goes ahead with the ball. Myasaki gets it one more time. Tosses in. Shoots up by Oregon Tech and gets it. They go ahead and drop the 3. And Dominican is down 18-25.
It's awful hard to
That's
defend
goes
against.
After Dominican misses it. The ball tossed up by Myasaki. She goes up. Bush goes up for the shot. Oh, misses it. And it's rebounded again by Vanessa Miller. Vanessa Miller playing a great game so far for the Penguins. The ball's carried up by Bush. Bush shows up, misses it, and is rebounded by 31 Lisa Bush for Oregon Tech. And it's blocked away by Kelly. It's blocked away again by Kelly Janis. Janis is trying her best and for the best for it. A great effort for these Lady Penguins so far tonight, Stu. And she's got it done.
OIT continuing to rain threes.
Yes, sir. It's in now. Inbound to go to Bush. Bush will toss it out to 35, Allie West. West will go ahead and get the point on that one, Stu. Makes it 18-27. These Lady Penguins are almost back down by double digits again. Flatten will carry the ball up again. It looks like We might have a sub coming up here soon. So I'm going to go ahead to Gomes, Rock Gomes. Great play. Had a great freshman year. Gomes will go up for the point. He scores. Gomes taking no prisoners, and she drives into the paint to score that point, Stu.
Gomes flattened Megan Miyasaka there on her way to the goal, and that was a beautiful play by Gomes.
Yes, sir. But we got Miyasaka by the point guard closely by Baskerville. Miyasaka's been shut down second half off. Lisa Flatton goes ahead, tries to knock that away, but no, Kelly Bush goes ahead and gets back down to end two. It's back up to Miyasaka. Miyasaka goes in, seeing no daylight. The shot is put up by Oregon Tech, and that shot was made by Chelsea New. Great out of Oregon Tech. Chelsea New is going ahead and making a shot, and Coach Chambers is hot about that one.
Great play there by New. Boy, is she solid with that jumper.
So Dominican will carry the ball up again to court. Ooh, and Lisa Flatton will go ahead and get the charge. Miyasaka will go ahead and draw the charge for Oregon Tech. And Coach Randall Chambers is still not happy. It seems like Alicia Flatton is not happy with that herself, Stu. Not going ahead and getting the point. She was looking to drive in and make some damage, but didn't quite get it.
Penguins are down by 10, Jet, and then they pulled it back to within 4, and now it's 9 again.
Yes, sir. 20-29 here in this first half of the game. Lady Penguins are trying to step up and get it done. Oregon Tech will carry the ball on court. They're passing around right now. The ball will go ahead to Bush. Bush seeing nothing. She goes back. Oh, the ball stolen by Alicia Flatton. Alicia Flatton breaks loose. She goes up with the oh, and misses. Alicia Flatton will go ahead and draw the foul after missing the layup. And she'll go ahead and shoot the two for your Lady Penguins so far here in the Collins Center with the score 20-29.
Flatton broke away one-on-one, Jet, and then just it was a foot race to the hoop. She was tied up with Scharf, and then Scharf just had to slam an arm in there, and Flatton couldn't get the shot off, so she's on the line.
Yep, so Flatton will go ahead and make the first of two. The thing, see, you got to get those free points, too, so we always welcome the free ones. You got to go ahead and take advantage of those, and Lady Penguins have done pretty good. The Penguins right now rolling with 4 fouls, and our guest here, the Oregon Tech team is going ahead with 7 fouls so far. And Alicia goes ahead and makes that second shot here on the free throw. So that's Flatton again with the second shot.
Put Flatton on the line any day of the week is what I say. She's about as solid a player as we've ever had.
Yes, sir. 22-29 so far here in the icebox. Collins Center. Defender Baskerville playing Tanisha's defense up on Nicole Morgan of Oregon Tech. Morgan will go ahead and toss in number 10, Amanda Johnson. Amanda Johnson will be the high scorer, I believe. Oregon Tech.
Claire right Manko there. Gets rung up there, Jet. That's yes, her first personal.
Michael has her first personal. It looks like Amanda Johnson will go ahead and toss it in for the Oregon Tech ladies here. Oh, and the ball's almost stolen by Baskerville. And that will go ahead and be a foul on Takoi. Takoi from Rotorua, New Zealand. Player here, our new freshman here on Dominican's basketball team. Go ahead and draw in the foul. Looks like Oregon Tech will go ahead and inbound again. You got to eliminate fouls, dude. We got to keep all our players on the court. Not liking it so far. Go ahead. We got Oregon Tech will go ahead and inbound the ball. They have it first here. Go ahead and toss inside. Oregon Tech still on the perimeter. Not able to get the ball pinched right inside. Alicia Flatton goes up, tries to get the steal. Doesn't quite make it. We'll go out to Bushes on the perimeter. Bush will go up for the three. Shoot it and get the and one. Bush makes the shot, fouled by Baskerville here for your Lady Penguins, and Bush from Oregon Tech will go ahead and make her free throw shot, and that's not something we'd like to see with the score. 22-32, Lady Penguins still down by 10, Stu. Now 7-7 on terms of fouls, all even across the board for our Lady Penguins.
Well, the Owls just have looked better, period. They deserve to be up by 10 right now. The Penguins are struggling, no question about it, and they're creating fouls and all kind of funky situations that they don't need to do.
Yes, sir. And we'll go ahead and that rebound off that shot will be Shelly Clemenko. Shot is getting tossed up by Alicia Flatton. Alicia Flatton with a run down on the court. Goes ahead and gets the three for Lady Penguins. It's 25-32. But in transition, Oregon Tech goes up. And we have a travel on Oregon Tech. That travel will go ahead and go against Kelsey New. And Dominican Ladies will have the ball again right here in the Collins Center. Yes, sir. Vanessa Miller will be the one to inbound it to Alicia Flatton. Flatton will carry the ball up court. As you said, Stu, these Lady Penguins have not played real crisp basketball so far. It's been kind of scrambly so far. Flatton will go ahead to Eric, to Miller. Miller will miss the shot, air ball it, and it is rebounded again by Oregon Tech.
That was tipped.
A little better view from your side, Stu. Went ahead, got it. Misaki brings it up court. Oregon Tech is going ahead. Yeah, Maya Saka with the ball again. We've been saying her name quite a lot tonight. She'll go up, able to move the ball real forward to Coy. She serves with the course defense on her. Oregon Tech still out here with the ball, not being able to shoot. They toss it inbounds. It goes up again, and they miss the shot. It's rebounded by Alicia Flatten. And the foul's going ahead and called on Oregon Tech. Alicia Flatten will go ahead and make the shot. Go ahead and take her a foul shot here for the Lady Penguins.
Like having Flatten on the line. She doesn't miss many of them.
Doesn't miss many of them whatsoever. Alicia Flatten, she is returning. She's a junior for your Lady Penguins here. I have a sports management class for her, too. She's a real cool girl, a real great basketball-minded athlete, good student. It's good to see that Dominican is still carrying on that tradition of student athletes and scholar athletes.
She is the assist leader in the CalPAC last season, Jet, with I think she averaged about 19 assists a game. Great point guard for the DUs.
Yes, sir. A way to spread it around. That's exactly what you need to win games, especially with that, you know, that look forward to move to, I guess, NCAA Division II. We got to have people like Flatten on the court. But Oregon Tech will go ahead and take the ball up court after Flatten goes ahead and shoots. Go ahead, Oregon Tech is out on the perimeter. They'll go ahead and toss it in to Bush. Bush will drive in, make the free throw, miss. She'll go ahead with the shot. Takoy will rebound and take it up court. Takoy doesn't have the numbers. She's going to have to wait for her teammates. We'll go ahead to Bush. Bush will drive into the paint. She'll go up. Oh, and now missing it, tipping around the rim, not quite going in. Maya Saka will get the rebound for Oregon Tech, and she'll bring it back up. Maya Saka with the rebound for Oregon Tech. She goes ahead and tosses it in. Seems like that old enemy for Dominion, Kelsey New, is going to get in. Oh, and the ball is knocked away by Alicia Flatten. Flatten will go up again. She's one-on-one, and she misses the layup. Can't afford those.
I'm going to say, Jet, that is the third or fourth time that Flatten has had a pretty clean layup, and each of them she leaves short. Nothing long, just painfully short.
I'm telling you, you got to take advantage of those one-on-one opportunities, too, especially when it's 25-32 for our Lady Penguins down to 25-32. This is not a good way to start the game. They've been down for the whole game, Sue, since the start, and we don't like that here in the Collins Center. I'm telling you, it gives me a weird feeling when our teams are not up like they should be.
Don't forget, fans, at halftime, we're going to have our regular halftime extravaganza when Jed Jackson brings you all the statistics from the first half of tonight's play.
So Kelsey New will go ahead and make that first shot on the foul line for Oregon Tech. She goes up with the second. Second one goes ahead and rolls in for Oregon Tech.
Everything's dropping for the Owls right now, Jet.
Yes, sir. They're dropping dimes. I'm saying they got money bags for hands, and it seems like the Lady Penguins are just not able to catch up with that as it's looking so far. But Lady Penguins will go ahead and force it up court. Yeah, Kelsey Janis, she'll go ahead and drive the ball up. She's facing a tight defense from Oregon Tech, who's not playing so far in this game, Stu. Not playing around these Lady Penguins. Flatten will go ahead and toss it in to Gomes. Gomes will go ahead and toss it back out to Flatten. Whoa. Flatten, go in and out for Flatten in terms of the three-pointer. Bastard will run out court trying to get a piece of it. Seems like New will go out, toss again. Oregon Tech is at the end. They shoot, and this point is scored again. The three-pointer by Amanda Johnston. She's the high scorer right here from Myrtle Point, Oregon, for your Oregon Tech Owls. And Dominican Penguins will slow it up a little bit here. Go ahead and run the offense a little bit with Alicia Flatten. Flatten is the CalPAC All-Conference player. Not having such a great game here, missing a few shots. Kelly Janis will go ahead. She's looking for someone to give it to you. She goes into Gomes. Gomes will shoot from the perimeter and misses. Ball's on up. It's tipped out, but the Lady Penguins don't quite get it. It's ran up again, and these Oregon Tech Owls are shooting. They'll go up again for a three-pointer. Oh, and it is missed by Oregon Tech. Called by a travel. Travel will go against Oregon Tech against Amanda Johnson. The Lady Penguins will go ahead and get the point again.
Megan Ross has come in the game for OIT with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go.
Yes, sir. 25-37 so far here in this first half of the game in the Collins Center. Janis will have the ball. She'll hand off to Alicia Flatten. Flatten goes ahead, puts it back up to Janis. Janis not drilling, tosses inside to Gomes. Gomes has a shovel hand, then she goes right out to Janis. Janis with the three-pointer and makes it. Takes a beautiful bounce back in the rim, and we love to get those good points. I love the bounces, too, and we go ahead and get that in the rim.
Finally got a good bounce to go their way, and that was a good one.
Yes, sir, and that helps us out here, 28-37. Oregon Tech was forced the ball back up again. They'll draw the foul. The foul will be drawn by Amanda Johnson. She is, again, the high scorer here for your Oregon Tech Owls. She'll go to the line right now.
Well, on that last play, Janis just backed up nicely, methodically, slowly, took a good look at the hoop as defenders were bearing down on her and let it fly. And as you mentioned, the perfect bounce. It was a little bit deep, Jet, and it bounced straight up and fell through.
Yes, sir. Bounced straight up and fell through. And I'm telling you, those are kind of shots that are reminiscent of old playground days, too. But we love them here. As long as they go in, we'll take the points. Chance will go ahead and shoot. And she'll make her second one.
Missed the first one.
Missed the first one. She'll go ahead and make her second one. It goes ahead right now to Kelly Janice. She's got the ball bringing it up court. They're facing tough court pressure. Here, Janice will go out and make the shot, the short two. And goes ahead and makes it. And the Lady Penguins have to get back in transition offense. She's just orientated team. And Flatten will go ahead and make the steal. But she will go ahead and get fouled. A hard offensive foul. And Flatten is still down, holding that knee, Stu. And it does not look good. Oh, and goes ahead. Baskerville will go ahead and get pushed. And there seems to be some bad blood right here between these lady Owls and these Lady Penguins.
Baskerville got wrapped up with one of the other players. This is not looking very good for the team's leading point guard, Alicia Flatten, who is down on the floor.
Yes, sir.
The head trainer, Jesse Maz, is out there attending to her. But she is writhing in pain, fans. I mean, she is absolutely writhing in pain.
And Coach Chambers is not happy at all about that foul. She's over here talking to the refs, very disgruntled, very unhappy about what went on
Chambers,
on that play.
Well, when Flatten got nailed, Chambers was up on her feet yelling at the referee. One of Flatten's teammates, that was Michaela Baskerville, ran over, got wrapped up with one of the Owls, and one of them pushed each other. I know a technical was called.
Yes, sir. It was Megan Ross against Michaela Baskerville, and I'm telling you, knowing Michaela, you don't want to step to her that way, Stu. And so she jumps in for the defense of her teammate, and the refs go ahead and break it up. Her teammate's doing a good job of jumping in and breaking it up as well.
Did you catch who the T was called against?
I believe the T was called against. I didn't catch who the T was called against. It was such a quick play, Stu, trying to keep up with it. All I know is that Alicia Flatten went ahead and did some kind of somersault in midair, landed real hard on the court, did not look good at all.
She's got a bad knee, and for a second there, it looked like Flatten was about to faint. She had so much pain going. She's still lying on her back, fans, out in the middle of the court. The OITs have moved toward their bench. Flatten has the arm stretched out. Her face is red. Well, she's just sat up now, and she is really, really hurting. And she has that bad knee.
Yes, sir, and Brianna Chambers.
Brianna Chambers is out of her mind right now, freaking out. And she wanted the fact that there was a player that was down. I think part of the rules say that if a player is down in injury, that there has to be an official timeout. Now, sometimes those are called and sometimes they're not. More often than not, that happens right under the hoop. Now, I think it looks like the officials are speaking to the Penguins as if the DUs are going to have the technical shots.
Oh, and this makes no sense whatsoever, Stu. I am not liking this whatsoever. It seems like Megan Ross, who went ahead and almost started the fight over here at Baskerville, will go ahead and get the technical shot. And the fans here in the icebox are not happy about this. I can't necessarily say we agree with these calls by the ref. And that technical shot will go ahead and go in for Megan Ross here for the Oregon Tech Owls. Not necessarily agreeing with this one, Stu. She shouldn't be at the line at all, but that's sports for you. So Ross will go ahead and miss the second one.
Mercifully, and the OITs are going to get the point and possession. Oh, I see it's a double technical. So both women, Baskerville and Ross, were called on it. And now it looks like, is that Janish down there?
That was Janish will be going ahead and making the free throw for the double technical. Janice will go up again with the first shot. She'll make it for the Lady Penguins. Now we're going to score the 31-39 as the Lady Penguins try to climb back in this one.
Keep an eye on Flatten over there. She's on the training table. She's got the ice bags out, and that right knee is going to – Jesse's going to have to tend to her probably for the next several minutes.
Yes, sir. Flatten's up and walking around now as Janice goes ahead and gets her second free throw in for the technical. Yes, sir. So Lady Penguins going ahead with sub-ins. It seems like number 21 for the Lady Penguins, Irina Sharp, will be in, as well as Shelly Cromarty will come in also for Alicia Flatten.
She's also known as Claire Manco in some parts of the world.
Yes, sir, Claire Manco. Shelly Janice will go ahead and carry the ball up first.
Give the time. There's a minute and 23 to go.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give the time. All right.
And Lady Penguins will go ahead and inbound. Ball will go out to Sharif is out. She is the lead freshman here for the Lady Penguins. Go out to Kelly Janice. Kelsey Janice will go ahead on the perimeter. Passes out to Sharif again. Sharif looking around for the open man. She catches Miller on the top of the key. Miller goes in with the short two. Misses it. Shelly Kawari will go ahead and get the rebound. Sitting in the paint, tosses back out to Janice again. Janice again with the, three. Bounces off the backboard, doesn't quite get in. Shelly Kawari will go in with the paint with the rebound, score the two. And it is 52 seconds in counting going down here, 34-39 in this first half between the Lady Penguins and these Lady Owls. The bench over here shouting defense, and the fans on their feet in the Collins Center as the Lady Owls have the ball outside the court.
Too awkward.
Yes, sir, and there will be, go ahead, a foul will go against the Lady Penguins. And Bush will go ahead, and Lady Penguins will go ahead and draw another personal. That's 11 fouls on our home team, and you cannot foul, you cannot turn the ball over, Stu. That's 10 fouls. A little mistake there by the scoreboard. That's 10 fouls against the Lady Penguins. The Lady Owls 9, and Bush will shoot for her free throw, and she'll make the first one. The score will go ahead and be 34-40 right now, with 40 up by your Lady Owls. And 34 down by your Lady Penguins here. And Bush will go ahead and make the second one, and that will go to 41-34. And it is not looking good for these Lady Penguins so far. With 33 seconds left to go, Janice will have the ball up court. Janice will go ahead again. She'll be looking around trying to force the issue. She goes and drives into the paint and gets it to drop.
Wow.
Such beautiful footwork and beautiful ball handling by Kelsey Janice, able to get the ball to drop here for your Lady Penguins.
5-point game.
Yes, sir. It's 36-41. The Lady Penguins are sitting back indeed, just waiting for Maya Saka to go ahead. She doesn't seem to be mind about wasting time here. Maya Saka will go ahead and she'll dish out again to Nu. Nu will go and ball goes in and goes out. Upbounded, it's rebounded again, but Raquel Gomes will go ahead and get the rebound. And Chambers will quickly rush her team off court. So far, it's 36-41. The Lady Penguins climbing back in this one, Stu. Once at a point being down by 10, they're only down by 5, and we're liking it. Here in the Collins Center as we're coming back. Lady Owls, I'm telling you, that was a physical end to that game, Stu. I have to say, a physical end to that first half. Alicia Flatten taking a terrible foul. Just getting slammed.
Where is she? No, I don't see her on the training table.
No, sir, she ran in with the team, so she is all right. It looks to be all right, Stu.
All right. But all right, fans, we're going to take you to the halftime extravaganza when Jet brings you all of the stats from the first half. A pretty good game, a 5-point game right now. The Penguins trailing all of the first half by as many as 10 at one point. They cut it to 5. They had it back out to 9, to 4, and now it's 5 as we take our break. In 9 minutes, we'll have the second half action, but Jet will be back in about 4 or 5 minutes with the stats from the first half. You'll hear it all right here on radio.dominican.edu. For now, we'll take you back to the DU studios for a little more Indian unsigned music. On the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
I'm gonna go.
Sir, you're back again on the All-Pro Sports. Actually, you're back again with DU Sports. Not the All-Pro Sports Show. That's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But on Saturdays, we'll be bringing you live games from the Collins Center here on radio.dominican.edu. It's your man, Josh Johnson, coming to you, or a.k.a. Jet Jackson. I'm bringing you the stats real quick. It seems for the stats on the OIT Hustling Owls, you got Amanda Johnson. She's 1-for-2, and she's 1-for-2 beyond in terms of field goals, and also 1-for-1 with the max right here of about 4 points. Also, you got Nicole Morgan coming in with 2 points so far. You got Megan Maya Saka right here for your Lady Owls. She's going up again with 2 points again with Kelly Morey, who's been tearing it up so far. She has 13 total points in this game. Killing it for these Lady Owls, and it's definitely killing our Lady Penguins, tearing us up, absolutely. For the Dominican Lady Penguins, we got Raquel Gomes. She has total points of 2. She's 1-for-2. And in terms of rebound, she has 1 defensive rebound. Also, back to Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten is 3-for-9 with a total of 10 points so far. Chelsea Janice is the all-star so far in this game with a total of 16 points, the most so far. We got on the Baskerville. She has 2 points so far. She's 1-for-3 in this game. Taki Takoi, she goes back. The new freshman from New Zealand goes ahead with 1-for-3. She has 1 offensive rebound, 3 defensive rebounds, having a pretty good defensive game with 2 total points. So the stats are kind of looking a little measly for our Lady Penguins so far, Stu, and I'm not really liking it. But if you look at the stats right now, the scoreboard will perfectly make sense because the person who's doing the best on the court right now with 13 points would be Kelly Morey for the Owls, the Hustling Owls, and she seems to be tearing it up. Despite Janice's 16 points, Janice has been climbing us back in it slowly but surely. It's 36-41, and I'm not really liking it, Stu, but
right.
We're doing all
Let
right.
Let me ask you something, Jed.
Yes, sir.
How are we even in this game?
It's
mystifying.
That's a good one.
We're only down by five. And, frankly, the Penguins looked, let's say, rusty in the first half.
Rusty is a nice word.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. That's an overstatement.
Yes, sir. I mean, the Lady Penguins have not played the basketball that we are used to seeing them play.
No.
And, I mean, they need to definitely step it up. It's 36-41, and this is not indicative of a team that is moving on to NCAA Division II, Stu.
Yeah, I cannot believe we're even in it. And yet, maybe it's just good coaching. Maybe Breonna Chambers maybe she fired up this team when Flatten went down and got hurt. The double technical, Chambers came unglued,
yes,
and usually
sir.
She is one
unhinged,
calm, cool, collected coach.
Four C's
of Breonna Chambers.
Well, I mean, if the only fans at home can see that foul, I mean, it was absolutely something out of just a movie.
I'd be in the hospital for a month.
I'm telling you, she did a straight, it seemed like a straight twist, 360 in the air, landed hard, and this is hard courts, dude.
Yeah, it's not soft out there, fam.
No, sir, it's a hard four, and she hit hard, and I'm telling you that I definitely agree with Coach Chambers getting up and getting a little angry at that one.
Hey, let me tell you, fans, one good thing here to report that from Jet and I is that Alicia Flatten has not only come back out onto the court, so apparently she's okay after taking that nasty spill. But she's going to start the second half yet.
Yes, sir. If I know anything about Alicia Flatten, she's definitely going to look to draw first blood here in terms of scoring points. She does not like to be fouled and does not like to be made a mockery of. So she's going to go ahead, and the Blade Penguins are going to pump it up. Alicia Flatten will go ahead and pass it in to Taki Takoi. Gomes will go in the paint. She'll go up and score. Oh! Gomes will miss the free throw. It's rebounded by Baskerville, however. Gomes is on the perimeter. She'll toss in to Flatten. Flatten will go up for the short two and make it. And as I said, Alicia Flatten will come back in and score that first blood. So she's going to put points on the board. 38-41.
How does she do it, Jet? She comes out after getting nailed in the end of the first half and scores a bucket for the Penguins to bring us within three, 41-38.
She's a baller, Stu. She's a definite gamer, and she doesn't fall quickly and doesn't fall slightly. So they'll go up again. Lady Owls will be on the opposite side of the court, facing the opposite rim. They'll toss in again to Maya Sako. Maya Sako will inbound out. She'll go out to 23. 23 will go up, miss it, and it is rebounded by, I believe, Gomes went up, tried to grab it. She came down looking for the ball, had two owls in her hand, in her arms. And I'm telling you, you don't want to mess with Rock Gomes. She would definitely go up there and get it done. She is a physical player here for our Lady Penguins. The ball will be on our Penguins, and they will go ahead and inbound it. And the inbound will go to Alicia Flatten from Baskerville. Lady Penguins will slow it up a little bit, run the offense. Flatten will go up court. She'll go ahead and toss in to Gomes. Gomes sitting on the back. Taki Takoi, she's standing on the perimeter. Baskerville gets the ball, hands off to Alicia Flatten again. Flatten will look in. She looks into Baskerville. That's what was right. Covered by two owls. Will go up and draw the foul. Good job by Baskerville being able to get in there, take the bodies, and still throw the ball up. Baskerville will go to the line, I believe, for the first time, or the second time tonight, Stu.
You know, Jed, we haven't heard much from Amanda Johnson, who just put that foul on Baskerville, but Johnson's a six-footer.
Actually, Johnson is going ahead, and she dropped two threes in the last half, Stu.
Yeah, but, I mean, she had 15 points last night.
True.
In the Hustlin' Owls win over Simpson, and at 6 feet, she's the tallest player on the court. The Penguins do have a six-footer in Duramo, and Darcel, but, of course, Sanders is studying abroad, so she's not here tonight. And Duramo is a freshman, so it's unlikely we'll even see her tonight.
Yes, sir. Basso will go ahead and miss those free throws, leaving the score at 38-41 here so far in the second half. Basso will cover tightly. The Lady Penguins playing tough full-court pressure, but the ball will go ahead and get past. And going to the Lady Owls, Bush throws up from the short two, and she gets it from right inside the perimeter. So Bush will go ahead and score. That'll be 43 for the first 38. And the Lady Penguins will go down court. The toss-up by Kelly Janice is a little too high for Rock. And Rock will go ahead as Raquel Gomez and knock it out of bounds. The ball will go ahead and go again and be inbounded by Oregon Tech. With the inbound, I believe, will be Kelsey New from Oregon Tech. She will go ahead with the ball as soon as the refs decide to get started and get this clock suited.
He's waiting for a shot clock to be reset or something. Oh, no. I see one of the referees talking to the coach down there for OIT. OIT's head coach is Matt Greenlee. That's how we're back underway. And here's Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Oregon will take the ball up court. Oregon Tech playing a great basketball game here so far. Lady Panthers need to step up. Baskerville's playing tight defense. Oregon Tech, again, not being able to get too close to the rim as the Lady Panthers are playing this full court pressure. We'll go back again to the Penguins. They'll press up. Oregon Tech will suit in. They toss out to Bush. Bush has the threes.
Oh.
She shows up, misses it, but Johnson will go ahead and clean it up. Go ahead with the score in the paint. And it is 45-38 so far, and it is starting to look like the first half, and that's not something good, Stu.
Johnson's got that left wrist all taped up, Jet, and she went in from the right side there, so that looked pretty clean.
Oh, but just when we say it, Flatten will go ahead and make the three. And right here in front of me, I saw nothing but number 20 and nothing but ball in net, Stu. She goes ahead and makes that three as Oregon Tech takes the ball back on court. Johnson will go ahead with the shot. She'll miss it, and it goes ahead, and it is knocked out of bounds by the Lady Owls. The Penguins will go ahead and inbound it again.
5 points for Flatten in the second half after big injury on the knee.
41-45. The Penguins draw within four right here. Gomez will go up. Flatten with this with almost the assist. And it gets, and Domes will go ahead and miss that 3 points, Stu. But the Owls will go down court, post up the shoot. They miss it. Basterville with the rebound. And down the court again will come Alicia Flatten. Flatten, who was injured hardcore, will go up with the shot. Oh, almost making it in and out. Seems like Flatten is either hit or miss in this game. Go up again. Oh, and the Oregon Owls will go up and miss the shot. The Oregon Owls have had too many opportunities in transition. Janice will have the ball right now. Go ahead, then to Basterville. Basterville will go up, get hounded inside the paint, will toss back out again. Flatten with the ball now, making the calls, trying to run this offense. Coach Chambers is on her feet, looking for some kind of change. Tekoy, the freshman, will toss out again to Janice Jr. Janice going ahead with the shot clock going down. Shot up by Janice, and it is missed.
Oh,
and that's where we'll go up over. Number 21, Kelsey New, and knock her over. Go ahead and draw the and Kelsey New will draw the foul.
Kelsey New got sandwiched between Baskerville and Gomes.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, Baskerville can be a physical player when she wants to. She'll go out there and try to get the ball and get it done. So they'll go ahead and Oregon Tech will inbound it. Yes, sir. It was 16:30 to go right now. Lady Penguins are pressuring tough full court press, and the foul's going ahead and called on Baskerville. Baskerville not too happy with that. We'll go ahead and foul with the push. Let's go ahead, and I believe that's 5 fouls over here from Michaela Baskerville. She's going to go ahead and take a seat right now. And we're 41-45. We're still down by four so far here in the second half with 2 fouls each for both teams. 16:21 on the clock.
Baskerville out at this point. That really hurts the Penguins' efforts here when the Penguins are trailing by only four now. Really battling.
Yes, sir. And Miller will go ahead and she'll draw another foul. Miller will go ahead and get that penalty, and it will be inbounded again by Oregon. She was playing a little tough defense there, Stu. Vanessa Miller, she's the senior from Costa Mesa, California. Go ahead and be inbounded by Oregon Tech. And Tech will go ahead and toss again and goes to Kelly Morey. Morey is definitely a beast in this game. Bush will toss out. Bush can have threes. You got to be careful around the perimeter. And then again, it's back to New. Bush goes, bobbles it a little bit, but still holds on to the ball. She's going to push out, and I believe that is another foul on your Lady Penguins.
That's on Janice.
Janice goes ahead. She's not happy with the call by Rest right there. The Rest are really nitpicking in this second half, Stu. Not so much in the first half, which seemed to be much more physical of a basketball game.
Yeah, well, you're right. Now, both teams are playing it pretty rough out there, but you're right. They're getting it very close to the vest right now.
But in right now for the Lady Penguins has been Shelly Cromartie. She is in, as well as Brittany Rowland, the freshman, the true freshman. From Seattle, Washington, she's back in here in the game for the Lady Penguins. Bush will go up with the shot for Oregon Tech, and
yo,
in and out. Cromartie will get the rebound, gives it to Flatten. Flatten will go up, toss it to Janice. Janice will go up with the short two, shoot, bounces off the rim, not quite in. Janice will go up again, falls over shot, doesn't quite get it. Johnson will get the rebound. She'll toss up, and it's knocked down by Brittany Rowland, the true freshman. Rowland will go ahead with the short two. Oh, and misses. She had to steal, almost finished it, Stu. Didn't quite get it in there. Oregon Tech will go ahead with the ball and take it back up court.
Rolling with a great steal, and followed it in, but just couldn't get it to drop.
And Flatten playing tough defense again, getting called again for another foul after trying to go ahead and force the ball out of the hands of number 21, Kelsey New. And Flatten not liking that call by the ref so far. It's kind of hard to like any call after her call was almost dismissed, too, after that technical.
It's a scoring drought, Jet. No scoring in the last 45 seconds or more.
No, sir. It's still 41-45 right here. Good defensive on both sides of the court, both sides of the ball. We'll go up again. Morview will go ahead, shoot up for the Lady Owls. The Owls will go ahead and shoot again and miss. And the rebound by Dominican. They'll go up again. Flatten will go ahead and make the shot. Oh. Misses. Oh, it's tossed up. Rowland will go ahead and snatch the rebound by the true freshman. Flatten will go ahead and try to push the paint. She goes with the spin move.
Yeah.
Up and gets the point and one. And Flatten is pumped up. She goes ahead and draws the foul. Gets the point. It's 43-45. And the Lady Penguins are back in it officially, Stu.
I'm pumped up, too. That was a superb 360 spin move by Flatten with the jumper and the whistle while the ball was on the way. And now she's back on the line to draw the Penguins within one, Jet.
Yes, sir. She'll go up for the first free throw and make it. Gets those points. And we love those free ones here in the Collins Center. Lady Penguins playing tough, tough press defense right now. They'll go up, and Oregon Tech will take it up the court. Oregon Tech will go ahead again. The ball is a little bit miscommunication. They lose the ball, but regain it again. They'll toss out right now to New. New will go ahead and get the ball for Oregon Tech. 13, and it is a timeout called by the Oregon Tech squad. Their coach really not looking happy right now as Lady Penguins is climbing back in it, but we're loving it right here on radio.dominican.edu, Stu.
Absolutely. You know, Flatten's looking as good as she ever has after lying on the floor for 3 or 4 minutes there. I thought, oh, man, Flatten looked like she was in so much pain. I thought it was the end of her season. But as usual, Flatten jumps back up, comes back out after the halftime break, and she's playing beautifully now. She's got 5 points. She's had several shots, and the team is going to Flatten down the stretch here in the Penguins. Are within one, fans. Within one. They trailed the majority of the first half, sometimes by as many as 10, and now it's one. Can the Penguins hold on?
Yes, sir, but I don't know about these nail biters so early in the season, Stu. I'm going gray hairs. I'm only 19. Up here, the Lady Owls will go ahead on the offense. They'll turn around and shoot and make it. That shot is made by number 23, Nicole Morgan, for Oregon Tech. And the Lady Penguins go ahead, and they're down by 3, 44-47 so far, with 13, a little under 14 here to go in the second half. Janice will go ahead with the ball. She dribbles around, tosses it inside to Flatten. Flatten will shoot. Oh, misses it. Bounce off the rim, but rebounded by Shelly Cromartie. And Cromartie will go ahead and get the point. And these Oregon. Yes, sir. And it is. Believe, is that a walk or a travel still?
Yeah, I think it was, it was an off-ball penalty.
Off-ball penalty. So, Nicole Morgan will go ahead with her third foul of the game. And in for Bush, for Lisa Bush, number 31, comes in number 21, Kelsey New, for the Oregon Tech squad. Dominican squad still maintaining the same ladies on the floor. Flatten will go ahead and inbound it to Judge, so back again to Flatten. Flatten will go ahead again. Kelsey, 22, will go ahead. She'll drive the paint, put it up. Oh, it doesn't go quite in. She gets her rebound, tosses up again. And the Lady Penguins will go ahead with that point. And Kelsey Janice will go ahead and score. She's had such a great game so far. The Owls will go back and shoot. And Johnston, Amanda Johnston, seems to just be dropping threes, 50-48. As soon as the Penguins climb back in, and she's able to go up and put the drought, and we got to find a way to stop that three, Stu.
Yeah, you're right. The Penguins actually pulled ahead there by 1 point for an instant.
Yes, sir. But Chelsea Janice will go ahead again on the perimeter with shoot and nothing but dimes, drops the points, and the Lady Penguins are back in it, 51-50. The first time I think we've led all games, Stu. The second time we've led all game. Oregon Tech will go ahead with the ball again. They're shouting defense here in the Collins Center. Oregon Tech going on, spreading around the rock. They toss inside to Johnson. Johnson goes up, misses it. It's rebounded by Flatten. Flatten will go run down court. She's looking for the open man or the open girl, I should say. Flatten will stop, shoot. Bounces off the rim, doesn't quite go in. Flatten thought she had a look there. Actually, it was a pretty good look. Doesn't quite get it. Will go in. Morphy goes in. It's blocked by Janice, but Johnson still manages to get up and score and draw the foul.
Man, oh, man, it was 5-on-3 Owls there, and Johnson was able to draw the Penguins into a very aggressive position, and she was able to get the foul after she canned the easy layup from the right side.
Yes, sir. Now we see why Johnson is the high scorer for this Owls Oregon Tech team. She definitely finds ways to get into there and get the score, whether it's shooting or being in the paint. She's something to be reckoned with, the 6-foot player from Oregon Tech. She'll go ahead with the first shot and misses, and is rebounded by Vanessa Miller, senior for the Dominican Ladies. They go inside to Gomes, Michelle Gomes, and she misses the layup. Gomes not having a game, reminiscent of what we've seen last year in her freshman campaign. Gomes will shoot from the outside, miss again, and Oregon Tech will go ahead with the defensive rebound. Tech will go down court right now. Post up, they'll pass into Johnson. Johnson will go outside to number 13, Kelly Morey. Kelly Morey will run into the paint, throw it up, probably misses it, flattened with the rebound. Janice will come up. Kelsey Janice goes ahead, crosses her up, goes inside and scores.
Wow.
Not drawing the foul on that one, but going in between two people on the Oregon Tech squad and going ahead and getting the points. It's 53-52, and the Lady Penguins are up here again in the Collins Center.
What great patience that was to score the deuce there and put the Penguins back up.
Yes, sir. And they go ahead, and the Lady Penguins and Flatten will go ahead with the steal. Yes, sir. And they'll go ahead and call the foul on Oregon Tech on the Flatten. And the Lady Penguins will again have the ball. Flatten showing great tenacity, Stu. I mean, I use that word a whole lot, but there's no other way to describe it. She's doing good for these for our Lady Penguins so far, stepping back up in the second half after a tremendous foul in the first.
Boy, the Penguins have been down all night, and for the third time tonight, they lead by just 1 point. But, boy, that's a lot better than being down, Jet.
Yes, sir.
They just hung in there.
They hung in there, and they hung in tight. Coach Chambers has made the changes she needed to. And Flatten will go ahead. Once she gets the inbound, go ahead and run in the paint, score it up, something clean like Kobe. Go ahead and make the point. It's 55-52. The Lady Penguins are up by 3 with a little under 11 here in the second half. Oregon Tech will go ahead. A little miscommunication, and Bush will go ahead and toss that ball outside. It'll go out of bounds, and the Lady Penguins will have first shot at it.
OIT's getting sloppy, Jet, and the D's are right there to clean it up.
Yes, sir. It looks like OIT's getting tired.
Yeah, it does.
I'm telling you, these Lady Penguins, I spoke to one of their players in the preseason, and they have done some tremendous conditioning, and our ladies seem not to be getting tired at all so far, Stu.
Well, this is the point in the night when the conditioning kicks in.
Yes, sir. 55-52 so far. Sakoy will go ahead and get the ball. She'll toss it inside to Gomes. Gomes will toss it back out to Janice. Janice will shoot and dropping dimes. She will go ahead and get the three. A clean three from perimeter by Kelsey Janice. She's having such a great game. Oregon Tech will take the ball up. They'll toss out to Bush. Bush has threes as of her own. She doesn't put it up, but she tosses it back down to 23. And it is called against Dominican, against
Miller.
Vanessa Miller. And Miller will go ahead and take that one. Coach Chambers going up, trying to coach her players in these last final seconds. Going to the line right now for Oregon Tech will be 23, Nicole Morgan. Morgan will go up. Morgan from Port Angeles, Washington, 5'7 junior. She go ahead, and I believe she goes on in the first free. 58-53 so far here in the Collins Center, 10-16 on the clock, and she'll miss the second one, and the ball is rebounded by Janice. Janice is having a great game so far in this second half, really stepping up.
Well, she is. She is really showing something here.
Yes, sir. She has 16 points in the first, and she continues to do well. Flatten stepping up, coming into her own. She'll toss out to Gomes. Gomes will go in to Tekoy. Tekoy will miss it, but the ball will be out, I believe, by Oregon Tech. Oregon Tech knocking out away to Coy. A little bit of miscommunication on that one.
Lucky break there for the DUs. Boy, all the bad breaks the Penguins are getting the first half are starting to come back now in a good way for the DUs.
Yes, sir. But right now in for Vanessa Miller will be Shelly Cromartie. Shelly Cromartie, number 15 for your Lady Penguins. Gomes will go into the paint. She'll toss up. It's rebounded by Cromartie. Cromartie will go in trying to snatch it again. And I believe she goes ahead and draws it. And the ball off bound penalty, so the ball will go ahead and go to Oregon Tech.
Yeah, Clarmeco actually got caught up Jet in a jump ball there, and so the possession arrow went the way of the Owls. So they get it. The Penguins lead by five, though, with 9:40 to go, fans. In the second half of this one, a great job of the play-by-play in the second and third quarters by my partner, Jet Jackson. You're listening to it on radio.dominican.edu, live basketball action from the Conlin Center. And now working it out there is Miyasaka. She gets it outside to the six-footer, Amanda Johnson, and she buries the deuce, 58-55. We're coming up on 9 minutes. And now here comes Alicia Flatten, number 20. She brings it across the DU insignia right in the middle of the house. She flings it over left side of Tekoi. Over to on the left wing. Now Gomes drives the paint. One low bounce pass. Clarmeco gets the good kick, Jet.
Yes,
Clarmeco off the rim.
As soon as Shelly Clarmeco comes in the game, she'd be quite the difference maker on the defense. She's able to get up there and get those boards.
Yeah, she is. She's great down low. You can switch up Clarmeco and Gomes any old time at that center position, and both ladies are just great. And now Gomes down on a knee, gets a rebound. Penguins by five, 8:39 to go. The clock rolls. Here's Flatten after Gomes with the rebound. Flatten now stutter steps, left, right, left. Flatten by herself, too flat. Clarmeco with the rebound, hits the bottom of the backboard. Taken down by Johnston. Johnston flings it back up to Miyasaka, heaves it the length of the court to Lisa Bush. Bush wants to think about it. Miyasaka's got it now on the left elbow. She wants to think about it. They get it back over to Johnston. Now Bush. Bush all the way across the court. Wide open. Kelly Morey, three ball on the way. No, Gomes with the rebound. Oh, that's another break for the Penguins coming up on 8 minutes.
Sorry,
now a whistle's blown. I don't know what happened, Jet. Why'd the whistle blow? The ball's still in play.
Ball's still in play. It didn't make no sense to me. Maybe the ref choked on something real quick. Must have been that Puentes Taquerito burrito.
Best whistles in town.
Yes,
all right, now. Janish has it. She drives up, picks up a screen from Clarmeco. A little bit deep on the layup. Gomes goes back up overhead. Can't get it to fall. Miyasaka with the rebound. Miyasaka brings it up left side. She's got Tekoi all over. Johnston goes up with the stutter step on the layup. She was right in front of the hoop. Couldn't get it to fall, but she does draw the whistle. With 7:41 to go, and I would say that was not a bad foul, Jet, considering we're coming up on 7.5, the Penguins by 5.
Yes, sir, and they've climbed back in it so far, Stu. It was great to see from the first half. Not playing very good basketball, we were able to climb back in it here in the second, leading by 5, other than being down by 10.
Oh, brother, Johnson with the first free throw. She airmailed it. Go ahead.
Airmailed it for someone who's shooting, who's been knocking threes all day. Not something you see. That was a free throw reminiscent of Shaq.
That looked like Mickey.
You can make that, Stu.
No, I don't know, man. I know I can airball it, though. And that's exactly what Johnson just did. Here's the second one, and that's perfect. Boy, the first one, it must have slipped off of her hands, or she had a peanut butter sandwich or something going. 61-55. No, that's not right. They screwed up the score.
It was the Puentes burrito, Stu.
It's 60-56. It should... Yeah, there we go. 60-56. All right. The scoring table started choking there, but the ball is underway.
I'm telling you,
now Janish has got it. Janish picks up a foul. I think, no, Janish didn't like it, and it's against Janish. It was a charging penalty called against her. That's her third, Nicole Morgan, to bring it in on the long end. 7:26, they want to reset the shot clock. Penguin clock keepers tonight need a little work. But it is opening night, fans, so no complaints on opening night. 60-56, the ball's up. As OIT's got it off to our left side, attacking that southern hoop. Penguins playing some massive defense, leading by 4 now are the mighty Dominicans. Way outside the perimeter is Lisa Bush. She travels right, then left. Low bounce pass indoors to Allie West. She gets the deuce. 60-58. Penguins by 2. Penguins must remain calm here. Here's Gomes. Gomes fakes right, goes left, hits the side of the backboard, and then hits the ground. I'll clear that screen, please. Gomes now has to catch up with the team. She's way in the backcourt. It's 5-on-4. OIT must attack. Nicole Morgan goes three ball, tipped out. No. Saved by Allie West. OIT's got it again. Miyasaka goes three ball, missed it right. Now it's hauled down by Janish, coming up on 6.5. 60-58, fans. Penguins bring it up very slowly. Timeout has been called by Alicia Flatten.
Oh, sorry. It looks like Alicia Flatten is here. She stepped up in the second game. Going ahead and getting these points scored. We definitely love it here in the Conn Center. Lady Penguins are up 60-58. But Oregon Tech, they're not going away. They're still climbing in it, Stu, and they definitely can step ahead anytime they feel like it.
Now, like you said, Jet, we got last night 68-66. The Penguin men pulled out a very, very tough game against Southern Oregon University. And now, after the Penguin women trailed the entirety of the first half and then the better part of the third quarter, as we're coming down to the end of the game, the Penguins are actually in the lead by two. They led by as many as six at one point. And can the Penguin women hold on? The one thing about the DUs, and you could say this just about any old basketball team, Jet, is that you must win the close ones. You know, you hate to come away from a season and say, gosh, we lost 75% of the two-point games.
Yes, and that's not a good thing to have. It definitely weighs on you as an athlete, knowing that the fact that you lost those games so closely. And, you know, those points can be easily be made up by free throws or missed layups. So, I mean, the Lady Penguins have to be able to climb back in it and eliminate the simple mistakes to win this game.
Inbounds now right in front of the broadcasting area as the clock rolls, 6:25 to go. The shot clock did not reset when the Penguins had called timeout, so there's only 12 seconds to go, and now it's 10. Now here's Janish on the left wing. With a stutter step, she picks up the screen from Tokoi. 5 on the shot clock. Here's Janish. She goes left, goes right. Janish off the rim. No, it's a little bit deep. Hauled down by Allie West. 60-58, 6 minutes exactly. Here's the jumper from OIT. It's good. And that one goes down by Nicole Morgan, the 5'7" junior. 60 apiece, fans. We're inside of 6 minutes now. Janish on the left wing. Penguins are on offense. Right in front of us, getting ready to come back in for the Mighty Penguins, is Brittany Rowland. Now Janish, left elbow. She drives in on the baseline. Too much air. Oh, Gomes is right there anticipating perfectly. Gomes with the rebound and then a big whistle. Shot clock did not reset. The Penguins, with the air ball that Gomes had hauled in, did not get credit for hitting the rim. That's why it's called an air ball. Yes, and Rowland has come back in place of Shauna Bryant, who entered for a minute. As Jet mentioned in the earlier in the game, Bryant's out of Ripon, 5'10" freshman. So the Penguins have the ball with 8 on the shot clock. Gomes has got it in the right baseline with the turnaround jumper, left-handed. Oh, it's high off the glass, and Gomes is smiling. She can't believe that one dropped, I think, Jet. I don't know if she expected that one to go, but it sure did. Yes. 62-60, 5:20 to go, fans. Here's Miyasaka between the circles. Penguin bench is demanding defense. Nicole Morgan's got it. She kicks out left side to Bush. Bush kicks it off to Johnson. Johnson, the six-footer, sets up a nice screen. Oh, and the Penguins steal it away. Janish reaches in and snags it. 4:58 to go. Uh-oh. And now Kelly Morey has stolen it right back away from Janish. We're at 4:54 to go now in the second half of this one. Miyasaka fires indoors, and a whistle, a travel, has been called against OIT. And Matt Greenleaf, the head coach for OIT, comes up, and he is screaming at the referees. So all the coaches are getting into it. Yeah, levels are looking good. So the Penguins got the ball in the unforced air, 4:45 to go, fans. Penguin fans are starting to get very nervous, Jet and I, as usual. Yes, very, sir. Very tense in the broadcasting area.
Just twitching.
Yeah, we've not had an easy one yet. This is our second game. Broadcasting, and Gomes lays it in after a perfect assist by Alicia Flatten. Flatten fires it in, and Gomes finds the bottom of the net, 4:19 to go, 64-60. Oh, if the Penguins could just hang on now. Oh, man. Here's Johnson. Let's not get ahead of ourselves now. Alicia Flatten steals it as Johnson fired it indoors. She was looking to hit Kelly Morey. Morey went for the ball. She looked up, and right then Flatten stuck an arm in there and got it away from her. 4 minutes to go. Flatten drives the lane. Flatten ends up on the floor again. Flatten is screaming in pain again, the left leg. Oh, man, Flatten. Flatten again. It got flattened. And I think she's going to end up going to the line, Jet, but both of her calves are just totally buckled up. And Flatten is hurting.
Yes, sir. Flatten takes so much of a pounding in these games, dude. She lays her body out on the line for the team every night. And they're definitely, this Oregon Tech team is definitely not taking it to her easy. She's been up here and knocked around every which way. Like you said, Stu, the only team that seems to be coming into play that harnesses her or even holds her down would be her size. So hard being a little guy in the game, she's getting thrown around a little bit, but she's definitely going in scoring the points. So whatever Oregon Tech can do to her, it's not working because she's still producing. Almost made the bucket drop that time. She would have had maybe a little more stature, a little more time to get in there and get it done. But yeah. So far here for the Lady Penguins, we're still up and we're still liking it. And if you're still up and you're still feeling good, I suggest you stop by. It means you're feeling good. It means you got some cash. Stop by Wells Fargo for free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students. Visit a banker today for details here at Wells Fargo. You can't see them today. They're closed. But you can see them tomorrow. You know, tomorrow I'll talk to people at Wells Fargo. Go talk right to TT. She'll hook you up.
Inbounds. Penguins on the short end, right under the hoop. Who's TT?
Oh, someone I met. She works at Wells Fargo.
354. Jet is our social butterfly. Penguins on offense. And Takoy went for the shot on goal from the left side. The rebound came down. Takoy actually punched at it, knocked it out, and she not only punched at the ball, I guess she must have punched at one of the defenders because the foul was called against her. The Penguins have entered the double bonus on the bad side of things in that they have committed 10 team fouls, 16 fouls committed by the Hustlin' Owls. The Hustlin' Owls, Jet, out of Oregon Institute of Technology. And you might guess what state they're from. And the first free throw is missed. 3:47 to go, still 64-60. And the coach screams in to remind them to box out, them being the Penguins. And the second one's missed, and the Penguins do box out, and Gomes hauls in another one after Kelly Morey missed both of them. Morey's been very tough on the DUs tonight, but she just missed two free throws, Jack. Man, that's a gift. Now Roland's got it. It's Brittany Roland, a 5'5" freshman out of Seattle. Plays for the Penguins, her first year for the Penguins. Obviously, she's a freshman. Probably wouldn't be her second year.
True freshman.
3:28 to go. And Janish has it. 6 on the shot clock. Roland. Now over to Gomes. Gomes drives the paint. Lays it up left-handed. Nothing. Oh, man, did she miss that by a mile. It's hauled down now by Allie West. And the zigzag pattern all the way out. They go 3-ball on the way. Nicole Morgan missed it. But West with the rebound, and she's right back there to put it back. 3:04 to go. Janish brings it in. And the Penguins will bring it up. We're at 3 minutes exactly. The Penguins lead by just 2 points, Jack. Now the Penguins on offense. Here comes Alicia Flatten across the middle. She goes from the right side to the left side, takes a screen, and shoots it up left-handed. Can't get it to fall. Miyasaka hauls it in. Morey over to the right side. Johnson on the way. Check it, that's Bush. It doesn't matter. She's walking with it, no matter who it was. Boy, she had all the time in the world after Miyasaka hit her. She heaved it across the court, Jet, found her perfectly, and she walked all over the place with it. I think she took 6 steps, maybe 7.
Sure. She was taking her time, but a little too much. She can't be walking. You got to keep bouncing the ball. Keep the ball on the hard floor.
That's right. You need to dribble it as you're running with it. You can't hold it and run.
I believe that's basketball 101, Sue.
64-62. And speaking of which, Janish gets called for. She just spooned it right over the top. So while it is technically a traveling foul, she actually was spooning the ball, kind of cupping it over, grabbing the ball underneath as she dribbled and bringing it over the top. So with 2:29 to go, fans, the Penguins are on top by 2 points. And this timeout is brought to you,
yes, sir,
by the Mechanics Bank, downtown Santa Fe, 904 4th Street. You can find them online at www.mechbank.com. Let me spell that for the fans. Jet, while you and I are looking right at it, it's M-E-C-H-B-A-N-K. M-E-C-H-B-A-N-K. For the Mechanics Bank, Santa Fe office at 904-4. Big-time supporters of the mighty Dominican Penguins. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson with you, your broadcasters for tonight's action. The men are scheduled to tip off now in about 33 minutes. But we're going to bring you the rest of this game, the entirety of the women's contest, where the Penguins lead by 2 with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go. This one's coming right down to the wire. It's anybody's game. The only thing I would say it's in the Penguins' advantage, or the Penguins' favor, is that the momentum has turned in the second half. It was all OIT in the first half, Jet. And now the Penguins have forced Oregon to wake up. Yes, and let's see if the Penguins can keep it going. 2:25 to go. Fans, the clock rolls as Miyasaka brings it up. She goes left side. Oh, Miyasaka hit the deck for a second, but she pops right back up. As Kelsey News got it. Miyasaka on the left wing. She's way out there. And she's got Takoi all over her. Takoi's not going to let the ball inbound. Or indoors, I should say. Nicole Morgan, kick out. Three ball on the way by Lisa Bush, and that goes down. And the Penguins trail by one. 2 minutes exactly, fans. 65-64. Penguins are trailing now by one.
Not where you want to be, Stu, so late in this game. The Lady Penguins need to step up again. We were leading. We need to regain that lead. Trying to get the W. You want to win here in the icebox in the Collins Center.
Plenty of time, and Alicia Flatten throws it away, looking for Gomes down low. Gomes was not looking, and Flatten heaved it into the Penguin bench. 1:43 to go, an unforced error. Very late. Not good from the CalPAC's leading assist player from last year. That's Alicia Flatten. Penguins trail by one as the visiting Hustlin' Owls are forcing the Penguins to hustle. 1:30 to go, just 90 seconds, fans, in the second half. Penguins on defense. Owls looking to force the issue. 9 seconds on the shot clock. 7. And now they muff it. Miyasaka, 5. Goes around the right side, drives the paint. Miyasaka drains it. 67-64. Penguins could use a three ball and a turnover, something crazy right now. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. Here is Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten takes the screen from Miller. Then Gomes with a stutter step. Left side, Gomes drains it. A beautiful play by Raquel Gomes. Still 1 minute to play, fans, exactly. Miyasaka now brings it up. 26 on the shot clock, 55 seconds to go. Penguins trail by one. Left side now, here's New. New slams into Flatten, and they let things keep going. They do not stop it. New's got the ball. Now they throw it away. The Penguins jump on top of it. It's a jump ball. No, the Penguins got it. 38 seconds to go. Flatten gets poked in the eye. Flatten get hit in the nose. Flatten's got blood coming out, and they won't stop the game. They finally do. Little old Alicia Flatten has had everything in the world done to her tonight. Flatten's bleeding all over the place.
Yes, sir. She's poor of blood, and I don't know what's going on with these refs tonight, but they don't seem to be calling any of these fouls. I'm telling you, Stu, if you can get straight up hit in the face and you don't get a foul for it, this is absolutely driving me nuts.
31.2 seconds to go, fans, in this one. Flatten's over there bleeding on the trainer's bench. 67-66. Penguins trail by one, and I don't know if Flatten's going to be able to stay in the game. By the end of this timeout, if Flatten doesn't quit bleeding, they're not going to let her re-enter. She's bleeding all over the place. I don't know if she got, obviously she got popped right in the nose, Jet. I thought she got poked in the eye. Then I thought she hurt her leg. Then I thought she got busted in the lip. But now it looks like she's got a bloody nose.
Yes, sir. And those fouls are just coming from a whole lot from Oregon Tech. We've seen them toss out a little bit out here. While we're getting nitpicked for the small stuff, they seem to not be getting called for any of the big things. I mean, especially in terms of Alicia Flatten's case, she's been flipped over every which way, bounced off the walls in this game, and now bleeding. And I'm just not really liking the calls that are going on so far, Stu, as we trail 66-67.
Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. And I got a good feeling about the outcome of this one. Flatten will not start back with the team at the end of the timeout. There's only 31.2 seconds to go. Raquel Gomes is going to bring it in from midcourt. Right at the midcourt line, she throws it into the back. The Penguins are going to get one shot to finish this thing. 22 on the shot clock. Now Roland's got it on the left wing. They get it back up top. Takoi was wide open, but Janish didn't want to hit her. Janish drives the paint left side. Janish with the layup, very short. Uh-oh, bad news. Taken down by West. Oh, Gomes steals it away. 13 seconds to go. Now a whistle as Breonna Chambers might have the timeout. No, the Penguins clear the shot clock, they're saying. There's 10 seconds to go. I think the Penguins are still going to have the ball, Jet. Yes, the Penguins will have the ball. Flatten is coming back. She's bleeding all over the place. But no. She's cleaned it up. Flatten's come back in. Roland will go back to the bench.
And I'm telling you, the tenacity and just the bravery over here and the courage by Alicia Patton is just wowing right now. I mean, she's been hit from every which way. Continue to step back up. And I'm telling you, the steel will of this young lady is just killing it right now, Stu. She's stepping up for her team, and she refuses to sit down. I mean, she's been on Jesse Moss's bench at least like 3 times in this game and refuses to sit down, refuses to go out. She continues to continue to press it hard in this game, and she's not going to be satisfied until they walk away with the W.
Well, I hope you're right. 1 point is all the Penguins need to tie. That could come in the way of a foul and a free throw that goes down. Either way it happens, Alicia Flatten is the player you want in there in the last 10 seconds of the game when the Penguins must score in order to either tie or to win. They're down by one. The U's have a very real opportunity to win this game, Jet. Penguins will have the ball on the short side with just 10 seconds to play. A loaded house here at the Conlin Center. Flatten will bring the ball in. She has 5 seconds to do it. Shot clock is off. Inbounds. She heaves it in. Janish has it 9. On the right wing, she doesn't have much time to goof around with. They get it back to Flatten. Flatten drives the paint. Outdoors to Gomes. 3 ball on the way. Oh, Gomes a little bit deep. It's tipped out of bounds, and that's the buzzer, and that's the end of the game. And hold on. Are they calling it? Nope, that's it. End of the game. Gomes had a 3 ball, had a clean look at a 3 ball. OIT backed up and let him take the shot after Flatten came in. Flatten came back from the bench after bleeding all over the place, after practically breaking her knee, getting a fat lip, getting popped right in the nose. And Flatten came back in, brought the ball inbounds to Janish, who found Gomes out on the right corner. And Gomes took the shot. I mean, that's all you can ask for, Jet. And
true,
Gomes,
true.
One of the best players on the Penguin team, had a good shot at it. It was just a tiny bit deep. It was just an inch or so deep, and it popped straight up and didn't fall. And that was all she wrote. Now, people might look at this game and say, well, why didn't she drive the baseline? And the Penguins only needed 1 point to tie. 2 would have won it. It was only 10 seconds on the clock, so why would she back up and shoot the 3?
Well, I believe, Stu, she just tried her first opportunity to make it, and she went ahead and took it, and you can't blame her for that.
No. You're absolutely right. And Gomes makes them from everywhere. I mean, she's probably as good. Well, the arc line is at 19 feet 9 inches, so she's probably as good from 20 feet as she is from 15. And it looked clean. I mean, she had it right on line. She was just ever so slightly deep. And the Penguin women go down in defeat in their first home game of the 08-09 campaign. Their first game, period. So Jet and I will take a short recess, fans. And the Penguin men are out on the floor along with the OIT men, warming things up. We will have game 2 of tonight's doubleheader against the visiting Hustlin' Owls from OIT. Jet and I will be back in about 24 minutes. And we'll bring you the entirety of the men's game right here on radio.dominican.edu. Please stick around.
That's fine.
I'll be right back.
And protecting me from all.